Saint-Laurent-des-Combes, from valleys to hills. Saint-Laurent-des-Combes today is composed of the historic village with its church and parish cemetery on top of the plateau, and the contemporary town which developed at the foot of the hill as a result of the attraction of the railway which got there in the 19th century. A little below the church, there is one of the many little valleys which gave the town its name. At the top of the hill opposite stand the ruins of the Carrière mill. To guarantee a constant supply of flour for the inhabitants, this windmill provided added capacity during the summer on top of the town's two water mills, La Grangère and Béart mills, located on the Grangère stream, at the bottom of the valley to the east of the church, on the boundary with Saint-Hippolyte. These water or windmills, of which there are a considerable number within the Saint-Emilion tradition, recall the historic importance of cereals, which, for a long time, were planted between the rows of vines. At the foot of the Carrière mill, there is another emblematic building of the Saint-Emilion countryside and of the Bordeaux region generally, the Vineyard Shelter. These modest stone constructions, often with a fireplace and chimney, have one or two rooms to provide shelter for the wine growers and their workhorse or ox, while they do the different jobs in the vineyards through the seasons. There was no lack of work, earthing up and ploughing the rows in winter, and then in spring, pruning and replacing stakes, wrapping, trimming, and finally grape picking to harvest the fruit of a year of hard work. At the heart of a land which is entirely devoted to the vine, Saint-Laurent-des-Combes has the biggest wooded area of the Saint-Emilion tradition. Of the 35 hectares, 86 acres, of forest located to the south of the town, 18, 44 acres, were bequeathed to it just after the Second World War. The benefactor Jean-Louis Fort, a professor of medicine and the owner of Château Bellefond-Belsier, below the church, wanted these woods to become the green belt of the jurisdiction and a biodiversity reserve.